for thee tonight, God. You're worthy. If you can hear me tonight, please let me know that you can hear me. We're having a little difficulty. If you can text me or inbox me through Facebook to let me know that you can hear me on tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God. We give you praise, God. We give you praise. We give you praise, God. We give you praise. We're trying to make connection on tonight. We're having a little difficulty on tonight. Praise God. I need someone to inbox me or text me to let me know that you can hear me on tonight. Praise God. We're having a little difficulty. And if you can hear me, just let me know that you can hear me on tonight. Let me know that you can hear me. We're having a little difficulty on tonight. Praise you, Jesus. If you anyone can hear me, just inbox me or text me and let me know that you can hear me on tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus. I just got someone just said that they can hear me. Okay, we're having, okay, praise God, praise God. You can hear me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give God praise and glory. We did have a little problem on tonight. Can you all hear the worship in the background? Can I get another yes? If you can hear the music, the worship, praise God. God is good. Anytime we attempt to do something for God, to pray for the people, if you can hear the music, just let me know that you can hear the music. Praise God. Yes. Okay. Someone said no, but you can hear me. As long as you can hear me, I think someone else said that they can hear worship. Okay. No problem. But long as you can hear me on tonight, praise God. God is good. In spite of anything, God is good. Okay, people can hear me. Okay, that's important, but they can't hear the worship. Okay, as long as you can hear me, we're going to flow on tonight. We do bless God tonight because he is just so good, and he is just so awesome. God is just worthy to be praised, and we just bless God anyhow. We give him praise anyhow. We bind up. Praise and we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. We're having some problems here. Okay, someone said they couldn't hear me no more. Okay, let me know if you can hear me. The devil is a lie. He is a lie on tonight. Oh, we bless you anyhow, God. We bless you anyhow. Okay, praise God. We got all the connections. I was just told that I can be heard now. We just thank God. We give him praise and give him glory. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to give God praise, and we're going to give him glory. We bless his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be exalted. He is an awesome, awesome God. He's a way maker. He's a problem solver. He's a heart fixer, and he's a mind regulator. God is awesome. Oh, my God, he's just awesome. I had trouble calling in, and when I called in, I noticed I could no longer call in on my phone. They had blocked me from my radio broadcast, and I'm like, oh, my God. But we're going to continue on. It's always another way to work around situations because God gives us strategy how to go around certain things. So we just bless God on tonight that he has given us strategy on tonight how to go around what the enemy tried to attempt. So we thank God for moving all of the obstacles out of the way. Thank God for ordaining our steps and the way we should go and moving every hindrance, moving every obstacle out of our way so we can continue to go on. So we bless God. This here is just something that I'm seeing even in this, that God is going to give us strategy in the next hour. And what I mean by the next hour, in the next season that we're getting ready to walk into, God is going to give us divine strategy, how to go around the enemy. When we are planning on going through one door, when we're planning on doing one thing one way, and we find ourselves blocked in that area, God will give us quick strategy to go in a different direction, to take a different route. Hallelujah. Thank God for the kingdom route, for prophetic route, how God will begin to give us a different avenue, a different plan, a different route to take quickly so we can continue to move on. So that's already a sign right there that in the year of 2017, even though this is not the night for that, but in the year of 2017, God is going to give us strategy to reroute us. My son preached on Sunday. I didn't get a chance to hear him, but they said he preached on divine reset. So God is going to divinely reset us and maneuver us around the enemy. That way we can keep continuing on and going on in God and the things of the Lord. The Lord is not going to allow us to be stopped and blocked this time in this year that we're coming up, in this different paradigm shift that we're coming into. The Lord is going to divinely give us strategy and plans how to reroute us. He's going to reroute us, my God, from glory. I just saw that in the spirit as the Lord was just showing me how to go a different way to come on the radio broadcast. I tell you, God is good, and I give him praise and glory anyhow. Listen, we do have some prayer requests that have come in tonight. We're just going to be praying and ministering to the people on tonight. I do have two people that I asked to be with me on tonight to help me just to pray for the prayer requests and pray for different ones that will be calling in on tonight. And so we're just blessing God. Listen, I want everyone to just to be encouraged and know that God is with you in this hour. Be encouraged and know that God has a divine setup, a divine plan. Know that God is doing something in this hour that we may not understand all that he's doing, but he must position us and repositioning us. So God is positioning us and repositioning us in the ways that we need to go, in the way that we need to go in this hour. I'm telling you, God has divine strategy. He has a strategy plan, and he knows how to set us up. He knows how to maneuver us through the woods, through the traps of the enemy, even when we don't see the trap, my God from glory. Even though when we don't see the trap of the enemy, God knows how to maneuver us and cause us to go around the traps of the enemy. So victory is on our side. Victory is on our side. And we're living in this here. This is the month of December. It's the 12th month. It's the apostolic month. It's the number 12. It's the apostolic number. So listen, God is still doing something. The month is not over yet, and this is the time that we need to declare and decree, and the prophets of God need to begin to open up their mouths and know who they are and understand who God has called them to be. We're going to pray. I just feel a little flow right now, but in this hour that we're living in, every prophet of God that God has called as a prophet in this hour, or even the seers, need to know who you are, need to know what's your function, you need to know your lane, you need to know how to operate in the things of God, you need to know your authority, your prophetic authority, you need to know what God has given you so you can operate in it. It's time for us to rise up and activate and walk in the things of God and understand where God has us, to begin to declare and decree. We got to begin to declare and decree. I put something up on my Facebook earlier. I put something up. I don't know if I can find it, but it's so powerful. Let me see. I think I can find it. And we're going to take some of these prayer requests. We had some people that sent in their prayer requests, so that's okay. This is what I put up on my Facebook. I just want to put this on the air. So just in case those that are listening come in and listening later, it's about a woman of God, and this is what she said. She said, speak it loud. She said, say it out loud. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. So I'm saying tonight to say it out loud so your atmosphere can catch this and bring manifestation into your now. Impregnate your atmosphere with the words, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Speak that, Psalms 138 and 8. Begin to take that as a weapon. We need to learn to take God's word and use it as a weapon. We need to use God's word as a weapon, and we need to declare and decree what God is saying in this hour. We need to understand what God is saying in this hour. We need to take the word of God and use it as a weapon and speak it and swing it and says, God is going to perfect that which concerned me. So we need to use that, speak it every day until we walk into the new year. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. He's resetting me. Divinely, he's resetting me. We got to speak it out in the atmosphere so we can impregnate our atmosphere so there's a manifestation in our lives in this hour. Oh, God, I'm a radical. I sense a radicalness that's coming upon me, and I can't wait till our prophetic, our apostolic kingdom school starts back to where we're training and building up prophets and apostles and seers. Now, giving them understanding and clarity of who God has called them to be, causing them to walk in the power of God. Woo, I'm stirred up on tonight. I'm telling you, I'm giving God glory and praise, and I magnify him. I just want to give the devil a black eye on tonight because he is a liar, and I am an overcomer in Christ on tonight. I tell you, when the devil mess with anything that God has given you, that's when you should rise up and get become angry in the spirit and begin to give the devil a black eye with God's word and declare and decree that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Oh, my God, we are already victorious. God has already fixed it. God has already done it. My God, so listen, we bind up a suicide tonight. I'm going right into prayer real quickly, and then we're going to pray for these other prayer requests. I bind up the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. I bind up everything that is not like God on tonight. We bind up every lying spirit, every hindering spirit, every stumbling block in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of assassination, retaliation. We bind up every spirit of backlash, hindrance, blockage. In Jesus' name, every lying spirit, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of deception, we bind it. Spirit of sickness, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We just dismantle the plan of the enemy. We dismantle his tricks. We dismantle his plans. We dismantle the contract of the enemy. We uproot, we cancel out the contract and the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over the enemy in Jesus' name and declare and decree that no weapon formed against his people shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We give God glory. We give God praise, for he is worthy to be glorified. We are just declaring and decreeing what God is going to do in our lives. He has already done it. Understand that whatever it is that you need God to do on tonight, understand whatever it is that you need him to fix, you need him to work out, he has already done it. And when we get that revelation, when it sinks into our hearts and in our minds and in our soul, when we understand, my God, that God has already worked it out. He already saw the problem. He saw the situation. He saw what we were going to do to create the situation. So he already knows. God always has a way of escape out for us. He has a door. He has a way for us, but it's already worked out. It's already done. Healing is already supplied for us. We don't need to pray for healing. We need to thank him for healing. I stopped praying for healing. I don't pray for people to be healed anymore because that doesn't align with God's word. Because his word says that we are healed by his stripes. You know, we were healed, we are healed, and I know this is not good English, but we is healed. You know, I know that's not good English. I did that on purpose. So we are already healed. So what we do is we come into agreement with what God has said, and we just declare the healing of God on our life. We draw from the healing well of God. We draw from that healing well. We're already living abundance. We just have to learn how to walk in those things. My God, I feel the teach coming on. So we just need to know how to walk into the kingdom of God. I'm going to be teaching and training on the kingdom in January. Ooh, I just can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God has been showing me and revealing to me and downloading within my spirit. My God, well, we're going to pray. I'm going to kind of bring myself down. I'm going to open up the lines. We do have, so far, we have two prayer requests that have called in. I'm going to, Prophet Sharon, are you with us tonight? Prophet Sharon, you're on the air. Okay. Thank you. Seer Blondie, you're on the air. God bless you.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Praise God. God bless you. I'm going to give you all a prayer request to pray and just let the Lord use you to however you want to pray. And then if God gives you a word for the individual, I'm just going to, this here is Minister Seer Blondie. This here is Minister Anita. And she requests prayer for her husband and healing in her body. So however the Lord gives you to pray for those two things, and if the Lord gives you any a word or anything for her, you can release that to her. So go ahead and pray for Minister Anita, and she desires prayer for her husband. And then she desires prayer for her body.
Thank you.
These are prayer requests.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. As Apostle Van Zandt has already stated,
so I am hearing feedback.
You okay? Okay.
Hello.
Still, Blonda, you're going in and out. I'm hearing some of the things you're saying.
I'm hearing feedback.
Okay, you're hearing feedback. Oh, everybody's seeing it here in the echo, and I'm trying to figure out where the echo. Okay, let me see. A mic can adjust something. Okay, go ahead now. How does that sound? I've kind of just lowered the sound down.
Heavenly Father, tonight as we come before your presence, I still hear it. Maybe you should pray.
No, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray.
On behalf of Minister Anita, we come into your presence, Father, to thank you for what you've already done. As Apostle Van Zandt has already spoken, the work is already done. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, "It is finished." It's up to each and every one of us to believe the word of God. We must believe the spoken word that has already been stated, that by his stripes we are already healed. We have to have the faith of God, faith in God, to believe that the work is finished. So we decree and declare right now that by his stripes you are already healed. That's what the word of God says. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So by his stripes we were, which means it's already been done. We must stand on the word of God. As for your spouse, your companion, your husband, we believe God for his salvation, for his complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. And we pull down every stronghold, every thought, every attack of the enemy against your husband. We call him forth right now into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Did the Lord just put anything in your spirit to give to Minister Anita?
No more than what I've just prayed, Apostle Van Zandt. is to stand on the word of God, believe what God has said, put our faith in him and nothing less. Let nothing come, let nothing get between us. Don't allow a distraction to stand between you and the word of God, because God's word is truth.
Amen. God's word is truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're trying to see if I can adjust it. Praise God. You know, God is just good. I'm going to behind, and then we're going to have Prophet Sharon pray for another prayer request just was sent in earlier. But I want to read this prayer, Declare and Healing. It's out of my book, Declare and Decree. We want to begin to declare and decree what God has already said. We will declare what God has already said about you. And when we begin to declare and decree what God has already said, then we can begin to walk in the things of God with more authority. We can walk in that authority in God when we begin to declare and decree what God has already said. What happens is we come into agreement with what the kingdom of God has already said, because he's already done it. It's already completed. So all we have to do is come into agreement with it. We don't have to continue to beg God. One thing, we don't beg God, because that really cancels out everything when we beg God. When we plead God, say, God, please do this and please do that, we cancel out what God needs to do for us, because we're not supposed to plead with God or please him, beg him. We don't need to beg God for something that he's already completed. He's already finished. He's already done it, and he's done it by the grace of God. His grace has already finished it and worked it out. So we come into agreement with what he's already said. So I wanted to declare this. I'm going to declare healing right now out of my book. Father, according to your word, we are healed by your stripes. So I declare now that everyone is healed in their body, mind and soul, immune system, and in every fiber of their being. I declare that no infirmity, disease, germs, or viruses sent by the enemy shall affect and be hidden and remain in any part of their lungs, kidneys, liver, colon, spleen, veins, muscles, bone, spine, back, blood stream, red and white blood cells, thyroid, brain cells, and heart. For it has no legal right to dwell in any part of their body. So, Father, we thank you right now, and we give you praise and we give you glory, Father, for complete, total healing that has already been released upon Minister Anita's body and those who are listening to the sound of my voice. Father, teach us also how to eat better. Teach us how to choose our diet wisely in order for our bodies to stay healthy in the name of Jesus. My God from glory, you know we have to, sometimes we have to change how we eat in order to have a healthy body. So I have that in my book as well, how to pray to eat better, choose wisely our diets and certain foods we need to delete out of our daily, diet of food, what we're eating. We need to delete some things out because it's not good for our health. Sometimes that's what causes us to be sick, but we want to pray that God gives us that wisdom so we'll know how to take better care of ourselves so we don't get sick. So we know that if the bodies get a little weak, our immune system, let's build our immune system up in this hour. It's cold. This is a time of people catching colds and getting sick, so take lots of vitamin C. Drink lemon teas and oranges and just do what you need to. Drink a lot of fluid just to keep your body hydrated so you don't get sick and all of that. So that will help. Those things will help you from getting wrapped up. Do all those things that we need to do in this hour using wisdom. Okay, praise God. I want to throw that little wisdom in there. Praise God. Prophet Sharon, can you hear me, Prophet Sharon?
Yes, Apostle. I can hear you.
Okay, I want you to pray for this man of God. I guess if I call his name, everybody doesn't know who he is. Well, pray for Prophet Jerome. He is asking prayer requests for clients. He is a licensed barbara, and he desires prayer for clients, more clients to come in. Let me see. I think I have his request here somewhere. I must have lost it. I think I'm looking at the wrong request. I have prayer requests coming from different avenues. I know one of the prayer requests is that he desires prayer for more clients. He wants more clients. Yes, more clients. Okay, I got the prayer request. He requests for a financial breakthrough, miracle, and clients for his business. So I'm going to let you use wisdom how to pray that, and if God gives you a word of instructions or anything, you can go ahead and you give that out. So I'm going to release that prayer request into your hands. So go ahead and pray. Yes, he wants financial. His request is a prayer request is for financial breakthrough, miracle, and clients for his business. He's a licensed barber. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. God, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise on tonight because you and you alone are worthy of the praise, God. We thank you, God, for this, our brother, God, your covenant son. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up prophet before you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, for blessing him. We thank you for making him the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, the lender and not the borrower, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for you blessing the works of his hands, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send the clients, those that you have ordained for him to come to, God, not only for business purposes, God, but that he would be a living witness to your glory, God, a soul winner, a fisher of men, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, for financial breakthrough. We thank you that the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow would overtake him in every area of his life, O God. Not only in the natural, but also in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that wealth and riches dwell in his home, God. We thank you, Father God, for performing miracles in his life. You said signs and wonders shall follow those that believe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that he would stand on your infallible word, knowing that you are the author and finisher of his faith, and you're not a man that you should lie, not a son of man. You have to repent of anything. You promise, God, that you will bless his bread, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for open doors of utterance and doors of opportunity for him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the anointing that destroys every yoke in his life that's not of you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you put a word in his mouth, God, for those that will come into his presence, God, that he would be a living testimony to your glory, God. Even now, God, that you would draw in the clients, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that your favor encompass him like a shield. We thank you for the favor shield, God, because he have favor with you, he have favor with man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, O God. We thank you, Father, that his steps are ordered by you, God, that you would order him the place that he need to be, God. We thank you, God, that you have put your word in his mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for miracles being performed at his hand, God. Not for form and fashion of man, God, but that your name will be glorified and that the people might believe, that their hearts will be turned to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we be careful, O God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that is thine. And all these things we ask and pray, it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there anything you want the Lord is giving you concerning any strategy or anything?
God.
We bless you right now, God. If the Lord gives you something, just let me know, Prophet.
Yes.
We'll come back. We'll come back. Praise God. We got another prayer request. We have another prayer request just came in. Praise God. God is just so good. We have another prayer request that came in, a prayer request for a young man's life that needs his life to be delivered from homosexuality. I'm trying to read the prayer request. Let me see. Homosexuality needs deliverance and salvation from homosexuality. And he's a young man. He's 28 years old. And I believe there's a second prayer request to renewed strength for ministry and prayer for marriage. Praise God. Father, we just thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you. This is a spiritual daughter. She's sending me this text in from New York, Pastor Prophet Evelyn. She's calling, inboxing me from that area. And so we're going to pray on tonight. I just ask you all just to be in agreement with me just while I'm praying on this. I'm going to pray breaking generational curse. I'm going to pray that prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come now before you asking forgiveness from the generational linkage from 10 years back of every spirit of disobedience, lying, rebellion, whoredom, murder, incest, rape, lust, bigamy, adultery, fornication, covenant, bestiality, homosexuality. Father, we come against, Father, from that perverted spirit, which the homosexuality is the fruit of that perverted spirit. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of rebellion that is attached to the spirit of perversion in Jesus' name, Father. We come against any incest, against any offense, Father, against anything that has happened in this young man's life from a child. We come against the association of it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that your blood destroy the yoke, break the yoke and destroy it and cut it off by the root in the name of Jesus and bring complete deliverance in Jesus' name. Father, set this young man free, set his mind free, set his soul free in the name of Jesus. Father, cut every spirit, every tie, every linkage from his life, Father. Release him, remove him from every ungodly homosexuality influence in this atmosphere. Uproot the tentacles, Father. Uproot the tentacles in the name of Jesus. Every perverted tentacle in his life, uproot it in Jesus' name. Begin to bring healing, release healing in his life, healing in his soul. Bring deliverance, release deliverance, send deliverance in his life from a child going back, Father, 10 years. Go back 10 years in his life in the name of Jesus, Father, and begin to uproot the memories or anything that has happened to him, Father, and bring complete deliverance in his life. Bring healing to his soul, healing to his mind in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for total deliverance. We thank you for salvation in his mind. Father, we call Nick's name out in Jesus' name that you will bring total, complete deliverance from this perverted spirit, uprooted out of his life now in the name of Jesus. Father, and let the blood cover in Jesus' name. Bring healing.
healing in the name of Jesus, Father. We cancel out, Father, the assignment of the enemy with desire to destroy his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that lying spirit that would tell him that this is okay. We ask you, Father, that he is completely, totally set free from it in the name of Jesus. Arrest him by the Holy Ghost. Arrest his mind. Arrest his thoughts. In the name of Jesus, that complete healing will take place first in his mind, in his soul, and that he will no longer think of those thoughts, those perverted thoughts, those unclean thoughts in the name of Jesus, but he will think with a sound mind. So, Father, we declare and decree that Nick will walk with a sound mind. We thank you, God, for arresting him, the Holy Ghost arresting him, and that he will be set free, filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and sanctified and set aside for your glory and for your use, that he would have a testimony of how you have set him free in Jesus' name. And, Father, I pray right now for your woman of God, that you will begin to just send that strength that she needs in her body, renew her strength, renew her in her mind in the name of Jesus, renew her in her body, renew her in her soul in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now that you are setting her steps up, setting her feet up to be in the right place to meet her man of God. We thank you right now for setting his feet, setting her feet, that they will be planted to walk in the same direction, that they will meet and be in the same place at the same time in the name of Jesus for your glory. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you. See a blind, I'm going to bring you back in to just pray for this woman of God. Pray concerning her strength and her body and for the man of God in her life. And if God has just shown you, given you anything, please release it to her. See a blonde.
Is she seeking to, is she waiting to marry or she's already married?
Yes, yeah, she's waiting. No, she's waiting to marry. She's single.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up this minister before you right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know our thoughts even before we even think them. You already know. And, Father, we thank and praise you for the desires of our heart. You said in your word that you will give us the desires of our heart. And we praise you right now that her desire is to be married, God. But put the right man in her path, oh, God. The scripture says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So let that be a good man looking for his good thing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray for his strength in her body from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, God. I pray right now that you will even strengthen her emotionally and mentally and be strong in the Lord. You said he will keep up, those that keep their minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. So we praise you tonight for that perfect peace being in her mind, that perfect peace being in her heart. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it to be so. And we just praise you, Father, for what you're doing right now. And we ask you right now, we thank you, Lord, for that man being in the right place, for this minister being in the right place at the right time in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. And we know, Father, that it is your desire that we be married and we be happy and have that joy, God, in the name of Jesus. The word says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, God. So when these two people meet, God, it will be until death do us part. Hallelujah. So we praise you, God, and we thank you that they will have a glorious life together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sia Blondie. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to read this. I'm going to say this prayer, this declare, and this decree. I put Sia Blondie back in the waiting room of the switchboard, and we'll bring her back on air. Order my steps. This is the prayer I'm going to pray for daughter Evelyn. Order her steps, Father, to go through the right doors. Keep her steps on the right path, which is according to your divine plan for her life, connecting her and to those that are divinely connected to the kingdom that she should be in covenant with. Keep her in your path of righteousness. Lead her not into temptation, but deliver her from evil. Guide and direct her steps, Lord, with the light of your word.
ordain her steps, Father, in the path that you would have her to go through, walk down the doors you would have her to go through in the name of Jesus. Connect her, Father, to divinely connected kingdom people in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that her steps are being ordained even now as I pray, as I speak, as I declare and decree that she is now being ordained to go down the right street, to make the right turn, to make the left turn, and that you will definitely lead her into the doors of even ministry, that doors of ministry will come open for her, that she'll begin to speak and declare the word of God in such a way like never before, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. This here thought is coming to me, daughter Evelyn, that the Lord is preparing you like Esther. I see a Ruth and I see an Esther. So he's preparing you in that manner where you will be in the field working and just doing for God, just doing ministry, and then your man of God will see you. You won't see him, but he will see you. And as he begins to prepare you, just allow him to continue to prepare you for your man of God. Allow God to do what needs to be done in your life for him, so when he sees you, he's a man of integrity, he's a man of character, he's a man of honor and respect, he's a man, he's a wise man, he's a very mature, I'm seeing a very mature, very settled man. He's settled, he's mature, and he's wise, so I'm seeing that for you as well. So no, and he's very solid, he's very stable. He's very solid and very stable. He's not a wishy-washy man. He's not wavering, but he's a man that's going to take care of you. He's going to take very good care of you. So just hold on and allow God to send him. He's coming. He's on his way. But just allow God to finish what he has need to do in your life, and allow God to complete some loose ends. The Lord is finishing up some loose ends on his end. So whatever God is doing, he's tying up some loose ends on his end before you meet him. So it's not a very long time. You continue to do the will of God and the work of God. You're going to meet him just being busy for God, but just allow God to do what's necessary in you so God can have you complete and ready, and God is just tying up the finished touches. In Jesus' name. So we thank God for that. We give God praise and we give God glory. And if you can hear that, if you just heard that prayer, daughter Evelyn, just give me a text. Okay, thank you. Praise God. Okay, praise God, praise God. We know God is so good. So he's good. God wants us to be encouraged. Yeah, the reason why it's waiting, taking so long is because God is sending good quality men, good quality husbands. God wants us to have good quality husbands and good quality men of good quality. Yes, men of good quality, good quality. God is not going to allow just any kind of man to come into his daughter's lives just and treat them in a kind of way. So God is building and making men of good quality so we can just have a, so you can have a life of just peace and joy and happiness in God, in ministry. Praise God. I do have I did get a Prophet Sharon. She has a word to give to Prophet Jerome. Yes, glory to God, daughter. Glory to God. Okay, I got Prophet Sharon back on the air, and this word is for Prophet. This word is for Prophet. Can you hear me, Prophet Sharon?
Yes, I can hear you, Apostle.
Okay, I got you back on the air. You can. Yes, he's on the line. He can hear you.
Oh, praise God, Prophet. What the Lord showed me, he showed me you working at your shop, wherever you are currently, you know, doing cutting hair. And God told me to tell you that he has put a word of wisdom in your mouth, similar to like kind of Solomon. Wisdom in a time of need. The young men and the older men that come into your place of business and you cut their hair, God is going to give you a word of wisdom for whatever situation. You know how the guys be talking in the barbershop about different problems and different situations and even things that is being said that you overhear between other clients that's in the midst. God is going to give you a word of wisdom to speak to them that's going to change their life. And the word of wisdom that God is going to give you is going to be so profound that it's going, they're going to tell others, and God is going to draw people to your business. And also the Lord said, as far as your financial breakthrough is concerned, the Lord said to sow a seed. Sow a seed. Seek God as to how much to seed and where you, he would want you to sow it. The Lord will let you know when and where to sow your seed, but he said to sow a seed. Amen. And that's the word that the Lord gave.
Amen. 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 We praise God. We just praise God. God is going to put Prophet back in the waiting room. I think that's where Echo's been coming from. Oh, God, we just thank you. He's saying thank you. He got the word. He received it. And, you know, God is just good. And I just saw something, Prophet Sharon, when you were giving Prophet Jerome that word, how God is going to financially even bless bless his business. Is prophetic, you know, when you begin to speak wisdom and counsel into a person's life while they're sitting in your chair, you know, that'll cause them to go and say, okay, go over here and see him. Go over here and see him. That will grant that apostolic prophetic favor for those to begin to go over to his shop. So, Father, we just thank you for that prophetic word that has been released. And to your manservant, Father, we just praise you and we just give you glory. We thank you that his steps are also ordered by you. Thank you that that word will take root in his soul and his heart, and that you begin to give him a word of wisdom and prophetic word of strategy and a wise way to speak the word into the lives of the people, Father, that it will bring in strength and encouragement to them while they're there. Order his steps, Father, through the right doors and keep his steps on the right path according to your divine will and plan for his life, connecting him, Father, to those that he is to be divinely connected to. Father, begin to send forth the clients and the customers that that is assigned to his chair. Father, we thank you for increase and abundance. We thank you for increased customers. We thank you for increased customers coming now from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Father, we thank you for even divine strategy and wisdom on how to create his own business as well, Lord. We thank you for a divine, witty idea being released, Father, When he sowed that seed, Father, whatever you put in his heart to do concerning the customers, that will be a release for the witty idea to create his own business in the name of Jesus, where he can hire others to work for him, Father, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. So we just seal all of that in the blood, and we thank you and we call it done in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. I tell you, God is good on tonight. God is just good. You know, God is going to bless us with our own business. We all actually have business in us. You know, we all have business in us. We all have a witty idea because it is God's divine plan that we own our own business and not continually or always work for somebody else. That's not the way of the kingdom. That's not the plan of the kingdom. The plan of the kingdom is that we live in this earth as kings and queens and to operate and own our own business, and that we are set up in a way that we hire people to work for us, that we have the ability to employ others so they can have increase for their family. So, Father, I just thank you right now for all of the business, for all of those who are on the air, who are entrepreneurs business owners. Father, I thank you, Father, for giving them that creative idea, that witty idea, what they need, that last bit of information, what they need to get their business, grant them access, give them the courage that they need to go forth in it, Father, to create their own company, create their own business. Father, give them that last piece of information that they need to make it trigger, to make it go, to make it function, to cause it to explode and to expand and to increase in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that in 2017, it will be a year that we will arise to the occasion as business owners, creative, that we will be able also to walk in a place of abundance, increase, overflow, nothing lacking, nothing broken, that we will have so much increase coming in, that we will have abundance, and that we will have more than enough until we overflow. The overflow will go over to those who have need. So we thank you for the birthing of the business ideas and witty ideas, and those that have creative ideas. Father, begin to release down in our sleep while we're sleeping, Father, release the creative ideas in our sleep. Show us how to do it. Show us how to work it. Show us how to make it work. And then the pieces that we don't know how to make work, send those to us that have the other piece of the puzzle, or have the other information that we need, or the other strategy or knowledge that we need to make it work. Give us that courage to step out boldly in you and begin to create our own jobs, our own business, to become owners of our own creation that you've given us, because this is your kingdom, divine will for us, that we are the head and not the tail, that we lend and not borrow. This is your word for us. This is your kingdom, divine will for our lives. So we are thanking you, Lord, that we will begin to mount up. We'll no longer be afraid, and we will begin to declare and decree what you've already said. We will no longer speak against what you say. We won't speak doubt, but we will speak what you're saying in this hour. So, God, we thank you right now. Father, I pray also for those that have lost loved ones, lost their fathers or mothers or wives or husbands or children, has been shot or killed, Father, and they're no longer here with them this year, this Christmas year. We pray now, Father, that you will comfort them in the name of Jesus. Those that are feeling lonely during this holiday season, they're feeling lonely, they're feeling empty, they're feeling really depressed and down, Father, in this hour because their loved ones are not with them this year. They may be in a place of just a slump. Father, we pray that your presence and your joy will begin to lift them up and lift their spirits, lift their hearts, Father, and strengthen them that they will make it through this season, Father, in the name of Jesus. Comfort their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, lift their hearts, lift their spirits. Oh, God, that they will make it. God, we rebuke them. We will bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper. We thank you that we are victorious. We thank you that we are the head and we are not the tail. We declare and decree that tonight, that we will lend and we will not borrow in the name of Jesus. We thank you for good health, sound mind. We thank you, Father, that we are healing every fiber of our being. We're healing the fiber of our mind. We're healing every fiber of our mind, our brain cells. We are healed. We are whole. We're complete, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the healing in our muscles and our bones, Father. I declare and decree strength and healing in our bones and our muscles and our nervous system, that we're well. Teach us how to eat better. Teach us, Father, how to do better, to take care of our bodies better so we can remain in our healing. In Jesus' name, save husbands, deliver husbands, save wives, deliver wives, save children, deliver children. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you now. Send strong deliverance in their lives, Father. Send strong break. strong breakthroughs in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to draw the backslider back to you, Lord, with a strong conviction, but with your love, Father, that they will run back to the cross, run back to the altar in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your people. Strengthen the people of God, those that are weak, those that feel faint in heart. Begin to strengthen their heart, strengthen their mind, strengthen their soul. Encourage them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just declare and decree that no weapon formed against us, it shall not. Thank you that we are victorious. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Father, we give you praise and glory. We cancel out the assignment of the enemy. We cancel out their contract, their assignment, the plot, the scheme of the enemy. We dismantle his plans against the people of God. We dismantle the plans of the enemy against the prophets of God, the apostles of God, the five grace office gifts. We dismantle the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father. We render his plans, his schemes, and his plots powerless, inoperable, ineffective against us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood. Stand in us. Be strong in us like never before. Be brave. Be bold in us and like never before. Be powerful in us like never before. God, we thank you, God. Let your love inhabit us with your love. Influence our atmosphere and our lives with the kingdom of God. Influence our mindset with the kingdom. Influence our atmosphere and our surroundings. As our being, Father, with your love, with your compassion, in the name of Jesus. Give us a mind to remain strong, Father. Oh, anoint us, empower us to remain strong in the storm, to stand strong in the storm, Father. Empower us to stand in this hour. Empower us not to lean to the left or lean to the right or to break or to pass out or to faint, Father. But we pray that you would empower us and strengthen us to stand and to remain strong in you, knowing that you're coming, knowing, Father, that you're showing up, knowing that it's already done, knowing that it's already fixed, knowing that it's already worked out. And all we have to do is thank you for doing it. Thank you for working it out. Thank you, God, for perfecting those things that concerns us. We thank you on tonight, Father, for perfecting those things that concern us. We thank you tonight, God, for perfecting the things that concern us. We are going to declare it and speak it, lying down tonight. We're going to thank you for perfecting the things that concern us. When we wake up in the morning, we're going to say, God, we thank you for perfecting, the things that concern us. Going out the door, thank you, God, for the perfecting the things which concern us. Coming in. Thank you for protecting the things that concern us. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. We bless you now. We magnify you. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you, Prophet Sharon. Thank you, Sia Blondie, for joining me on the air tonight. Thank you for those who called in. We're getting ready to go off the air. We bless you now. We give you praise and we give God the glory for what he is to us. And what he's done, oh, we just praise him. Be blessed on this week. Be safe going out, coming in. Be blessed lying down and rising. Be aware, be alert that the blood cover each and every one of you on tonight as you go and come. May this week be a blessing to you. All your needs are met on this week. In Jesus' name, that he will receive glory in Jesus' name. Be safe in Jesus' name. Amen. We give God praise. We give him glory. I'm going to sign out. And say shalom. Praise God. Shalom.